This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Establishing the duties of certain positions, as well as who will do them, was addressed by the Wells Township Board of Trustees at this month's meeting. Supervisor Carmen Stevens was selected to be the township's website administrator, and she was also selected as the township's hall manager and the cemetery record keeper. Clerk Bonnie Hergenreder was selected as the payroll administrator, as well as the Freedom of Information Act coordinator. Treasurer Stephanie Bruce is the fire bill coordinator. Each position assignment was approved with the clause duties and description of what each was to do, as well as the duties of their position on the board. Board members who were assigned those duties will each receive an additional $100 per month starting on April the 1st. And another news for today. Cases of measles have been confirmed by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services in Washtenaw County. To be considered as an outbreak, there has to be at least three or more confirmed measles cases, which is the case for the Washtenaw County, as there's been three cases since March the 12th. And the measles cases have been associated with travel to Florida as well. An outbreak can happen quickly and spread among individuals who are not immune to the virus. Public health officials urge families to stay current on all vaccines, especially if traveling. The mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine, or the MMR vaccine, is the best defense against the virus, which is a highly contagious, vaccine-preventable disease that spreads through direct person-to-person contact as well as through the air. More than 1,350 cases of measles have been recorded across 31 states during just the first 3 months of this year. Common symptoms include high fever, cough, runny nose, red or watery eyes, tiny white spots on the inner cheeks, as well as the gums and the roof of the mouth, and then red spots begin to develop on the body. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Some recreational plans are being developed in the village of Elkton. Village residents will have an opportunity to give some input on park improvements during a public hearing at 6 p.m. on April the 14th. Public input is being sought on new recreational areas, pavilions, and any other improvements that the residents would like to see in the future at Ackerman Park, Vets Park, Centennial Park, or the Pocket Park, explained Village Clerk and Treasurer Phyllis Baranski. The village's main recreation area is Ackerman Park, which with its 33 acres. It also has a walking path, three pavilions, tennis courts, basketball courts, two bathrooms, soccer fields, ball diamonds, playscapes, and historical society buildings. The plan is to continue to develop the parks for recreation, which received a financial boost from the village's Downtown Development Authority with its donation of $60,000 to further the development of Ackerman Park. And in other news for today, during this month's meeting of the Caseville City Council, there was the first reading of an ordinance as well as several special events that were approved. After the first reading of an ordinance, generally the next step is conducting a public hearing and then adopting it. The hearing on the proposed ordinance regarding soil erosion was scheduled for 5:30 p.m. on April the 13th. The council approved allowing the American Legion Auxiliary to do the annual poppy sales on May the 2nd from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The council also approved the Caseville Chamber of Commerce's request for the following special events: Market on Main from May to October, Trash and Treasure Days in May, Ribstock in June, Fireworks in July, Denim and Diamond in July, the Powerboat Run in August, Cheeseburger in August, the Pumpkin Festival in September, Jeepers Creepers in October, and the Witch Walk also in October. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.